This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, 5 minutes of the study of the Word of God. I know you must be very busy, but won't you take a few moments to think about your soul, to think about your responsibility to God and to His Son, Jesus Christ. We've been studying for the past 2 lessons on the barren fig tree described in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9. It tells us about a man having a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it, but he didn't find any. And so he said to his vine dresser, that 3 years I've come looking for fruit on this tree, and I haven't found any. I therefore want you to cut it down, because it's cumbering the ground. But the vine dresser made intercession, and he said to the owner, Lord, let it alone this year, till I can dig about it, fertilize it, and then we'll see if it bears fruit, and if not, then we shall cut it down. We have noted that this, therefore, constitutes intercession upon the part of the vine dresser, just as God has made intercession by the giving of His Son in the lives of men and women in order that they might be saved from their sins. Notice that the tree was barren. It had not borne fruit. And when men and women do not bear the fruit of Christian character, and when they do not lead others to Jesus Christ, then they are barren. Their lives are not bearing fruit. Let's think about the results of the failure of the tree and make application to the failure of human beings. Just at the close of our study last time, I pointed out that as a result of the failure of the tree to bear fruit, it was useless. It wasn't accomplishing what it was there for. And so it is with many who are Christians, many in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, many have been purchased by the blood of Christ. It's not that they're liars, drunkards, or fornicators, adulterers, and so on. It's just that they're useless. They may see the battle, but they do not get into it. They may see the work of the church, but they're not involved. And so they're useless. Now we come to a new point about the tree. It was a hindrance. Not only was the tree barren, not only was it useless, it was actually a hindrance. It soaked up sunshine that perhaps other plants might have gained. It absorbed moisture and minerals from the ground that other plants, other trees, might have taken from their roots. It took up space that another tree might have been involved in and had borne fruit. But this tree which bore no fruit was there, and the Bible tells us that it cumbers the ground. Now let's make that application to members of the church. Let's make that application to Christians. You know, when a person becomes a believer in Christ, repents of his sins, that is, he changes his mind about the way he's been living, what he's been doing with his life, and he makes up his mind to change, to reform his life, to become a Christian, and he stands before men and God and confesses that he believes with all of his heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and thereby making clear that he realizes that he cannot be saved by his own power, but that he can be saved only by the grace of God, by the blood of Jesus Christ. Then being immersed into Christ, he's added with the Lord to the church for which he died. Saved by the blood of Christ, he rises from that grave of water to walk in newness of life. So you see, he took his vows as a Christian. But with the passing of time, he becomes unfruitful. He's not really living the Christian life. The Bible demands that we not only become Christians, but that we live in a certain way. It is simply not the case that simply becoming a Christian constitutes the whole story. Paul made clear in Romans chapter 8 and verse 13, For if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live, making clear that if you do not live the right kind of life as a child of God, you'll be lost. And so there are church members, there are Christians, there are those who have been bought with the blood of Christ, who become unfruitful. The sense of God becomes dull in their lives. They become neglectful. They neglect their responsibility in the developing of Christian character. And they become neglectful of their responsibility as Christians to work in the kingdom of God. I wonder if that's been happening to you. Our time's gone for today. I want you to know sincerely that I'm so glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back tomorrow. And until then, may God bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.